Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second, the left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth, the catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second, the right fielder, John Wojcik. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Fisher. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Adair reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Adair scores. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-1 in the game. Wojcik hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Adair moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 2 in the game. Tardabul hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Tardabul reaches second base with a double. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 2 in the game. Wojcik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tardabul scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wojcik. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Wojcik steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wojcik moves to third. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wojcik scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding is called out on strikes. One out. Barry Sheetrany pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Barry Sheetrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheetrany hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheetrany moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Lupke now pitching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tartabull strikes out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wojcik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Wojcik moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wojcik now playing left field. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell pinch hits for Marv Breeding. John Wyatt now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Dick Williams pinch hits for Dick Lubke. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Mickey McGuire now playing shortstop. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tardabul. Lau reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Robinson moves to third. It's Orioles, 4, Athletics, 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic pinch hits for John Wyatt. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser pinch runs for George Alozic. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tartabull bunts towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Billy Heft now pitching. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wojcik hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herzog for the out. One out. Mickey McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder is hit by the pitch. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gentile is walked intentionally. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lau is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.